Woolworths has announced it will be increasing the price of its store brand milk today to help dairy farmers. The move comes after the dairy industry began drying up in recent years, with statistics released by Dairy Australia revealing that the number of farms across the nation may have decreased by three quarters in the last four decades. Kevin Suarez spoke with Australian Dairy Farmers CEO David Inall and asked him how the $1 a litre milk affected the dairy industry.
So for 8 years now, there's store categories of fresh milk at $1 a litre has been a significant thorn in the industry side, not seeing any CPI movement, any increase at all in one particular line of fresh product has been of considerable concern. And not only do farmers feel devalued, seeing their product discounted like that, but also not seeing any retail increases come through in added revenue for farmers is of been considerable distress.
Is this move by Woolworths welcomed by the dairy industry?
Absolutely. Now, recognising, of course, that this increase is for those dairy farmers who are supplying Woolworths, and there's around 450 farmers across Australia, and there's around 5,900 dairy farmers. So, yes, there are many farmers supplying other milk contracts that won't receive this money. However, what's important here is moving off the $1. It's an important next step in the conversation around retail value and increasing that value in the dairy cabinet.
So how do you feel about Coles' reluctance to follow Woolworths' example?
We're extremely disappointed that Coles did not see a way forward to move on dollar milk. It is important that they recognise the value of Australian dairy farmers. This is an important step. You cannot keep milk, in this particular case, at $1 forever. It needs to move. Farmers are asking to have this move forward. It's not the entire solution. It's not the silver bullet, but it is an important next step. It's a very public discussion.
There's been some concerns raised that because of the chain of how milk is purchased, that the money would more likely go back to the processors rather than the dairy farmers themselves. Is this something to be concerned about?
Back in October of last year, Woolworths introduced a drought relief system where they collected an additional 10 cents, 100% of that money to go back to those farmers who supplied that milk through a very specific and audited accounting system. Woolworths has reassured us that they will continue by replacing the drought relief with a general price rise of 10 cents. They will continue with that current accounting system to ensure that all of that money, 100% of that 10 cents, finds its way back to those dairy farmers who supplied that milk.
And could anything else be done to help dairy farmers and the dairy industry in general right now?
So purchasing dairy products is very important. Continuing to buy dairy, it's a true superfood. Ensure that's a part of your daily family consumption. But also, we just need to be asking the question of Coles and Aldi to please stop discounting milk at a dollar a litre and ask those stores to move forward and have the conversation with the industry. It's time to break $1 milk.
In separate statements, Coles has said it will not be raising the price of its milk but will be accepting donations for farmers, while Aldi stated they have absorbed the rising cost rather than pass them along to the consumer. Minister for Agriculture David Littleproud has criticised both in a separate statement, asking consumers who want a sustainable dairy industry to switch their business away from both of them.
And that was Kevin Suarez ending that report.